This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden signed a series of actions Wednesday to combat climate change, saying they will restore scientific integrity and evidence-based policymaking across the U.S. government. Biden said the orders to combat climate change will make the issue an essential element of U.S. foreign policy and national security. In addition, Biden is directing government agencies to buy carbon pollution-free electric and clean zero-emission vehicles to create good-paying union jobs and stimulate clean energy. Biden is planning for the U.S. to host a summit for climate change leaders in April on the annual celebration of Earth Day. U.S. officials warning that ongoing anger over the outcome of the recent presidential election, as well as other grievances, could fuel new violence across the country. The Department of Homeland Security on Wednesday issued a National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin cautioning that a heightened threat environment is likely to persist through the end of April. The bulletin further warns that violent domestic extremists may be emboldened by the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., to target elected officials and government facilities. The U.S. Army announced on Monday it will be keeping 7,000 National Guard troops in the nation's capital through at least mid-March, citing concerns surrounding several high-profile events, including President Biden's upcoming address to a joint session of Congress, the impeachment trial of the former president, and the annual March for Life. White House expressed concern about domestic extremism, announcing Friday it requested a comprehensive threat assessment from U.S. intelligence.